Albayan Radio presents the following program, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Albayan Live. I'm your host, Abu Abdurrahman, and I'm very pleased to be joined on this tech edition of Albayan Live by my dear brother, Jamal. Assalamu alaikum, Jamal.
Assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Abu Abdurrahman.
How are you today?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, very
well,
good.
I'm doing well. It's good to have you with us once again. It's been a little bit.
To be on, it has been a while, but Allahumma barik, alhamdulillah, Albayan have had a plethora of online content.
Yeah, I like that term. Have you just noticed, like, we said the opposite, but I meant the same thing?
Yeah.
It's been a little bit.
It's been a little bit.
But you said it's been a while?
No, I said we've had a lot. It has been a while, that's right, but we've also had a lot on there, but alhamdulillah.
Barakallah feek, brother Jamal, it's good to have you with us once again. As it is, to have all our viewers, whether you're watching on Facebook Live there or on YouTube, Albayan Radio Australia. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. Daily programs, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, live during the Sydney lockdown for you to benefit in, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And as we know, every Muslim should make the most of the opportunities that he has and adapt to the situations that he or she faces on a daily basis and try to benefit from their time and try to be in that which is going to benefit them and be useful towards them and for them and their families. That's why we have decided to discuss a very important topic, since most of us all know, or everyone knows, our situation at the moment, the Sydney lockdown. And that's why the topic for today, Brother Jamal, 5 ways to manage screen time in a lockdown. Why this topic? And by screen time, we mean these tablets, phones, laptops. Yeah. Even the TVs?
Everything. I was reading and saw that our online usage, and obviously it's probably almost bound to increase anybody anyway during lockdown, but our average time has been increasing year on year by about 30 minutes. So we're being drawn into these applications. We're being drawn into using our devices, because if we use our devices, the tech companies have more of our attention. And so in 2018, so this is just in the UK, the usage went from 3 hours and 11 minutes in a 24-hour period to 3 hours and 29 minutes. And then this was in 2018, between 2018 and 19, and between 2019 and 20, it increased to 4 hours and 2 minutes.
It's probably doubled now.
That's right. And well, almost, it's almost there. So this is a study they did for people between the ages of 16 and 64. And, in Australia, so this is the Australian population, we've got 25.64 million people in Australia. And we have 22.82 of them are internet users. So 22.82 million are internet users, and 20.5 are social media users. So that's a great majority, a massive majority of our population that are online. You're talking about, the only people that are not on the social media are 5 million, and a person can argue that's probably kids that are too young people that are either too young or too old, or 16-year-olds that aren't allowed, or something like that.
Even the young ones today, you walk in and they've got the latest gadgets.
Yeah, subhanallah. But look, we're becoming a lot more, knowledgeful of the apps and the technologies to use, and we're navigating around those technologies quite well.
It's getting better, but it is.
However, our screen time, and the reason for this segment is that our screen time went before lockdown from 5 hours and 41 minutes of online to 6 hours and 13 minutes.
Yeah,
that equates to 40% of our wake up time. Again, that equates to 40% of us being awake and online. Awake, not just necessarily online. So our 4 hours is online. So, I think for myself, and sort of looking at myself and reflecting on myself first and foremost, I was thinking to myself, look, I need a way to measure. You know, I need a way to start looking at how I use my device, and I thought this could also be useful to, you know, to the Muslims.
Excellent. So, as we know, Islam it incorporates our whole way of life. So everything that we do is bound by Islam, and that's why those who think that by us addressing issues like this, that we are distant from the concerns of the Ummah, my dear brothers and sisters, as I just saw a comment now on one of our feeds, which someone may understand to mean that, you know, why are we addressing issues like this when the Ummah is going through 1, 2, 3? My dear brothers and sisters, why is the Ummah going through 1, 2, 3? Like, what did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, that the nations will gather around you just as a people gather around a table and they devour the food? Why? Why? It's because of the weakness. So the Muslims will not be feared by the enemy anymore. They'll be just like a piece of food. They'll be weak. They'll be like the foam that comes to the sea. How come? What did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say this weakness was a result of? What did he say? حب الدنيا and hating death. We're loving this life. We're loving these devices. We're spending all our day on these devices without any true awareness that Allah is watching us.
No.
So if we're going to be blindfolded and think that Islam is only addressing 1, 2, 3 issue, then this person is a root of the problem and is shallow-minded. And this is why we have programs like this. Because sometimes we hear from some brothers and sisters, I don't know where they are. I don't know what they're not seeing in the youth today. Why are the youth getting misguided a lot? It's because of what they're viewing online, what they're viewing on their devices, how much time they spend on it, how many parents don't care pretty much what their kids do on it.
Abu Abdurrahman, if these people have something against what's on or what's happening, why don't they take the initiative and try to give what they think is needed? We don't have a shortage. We have a shortage of people that are willing to help.
Because I'm telling you, today, in the last few days, WhatsApp gets flooded with, I'll tell you, and this is, I get messages from a different range of people. Most of the messages is about issues that 95% of the brothers and sisters have no control over. But what they have control over, they don't care. Or they don't give attention.
No.
Or they don't give priority. No. So I'd like to thank Brother Jamal for addressing these issues, not only now, for the brothers and sisters who don't know. We've been doing this for years, alhamdulillah. We've been addressing issues that our youth are facing and the adults are facing with their devices, with their technology. And people today, worse than that, my dear brothers and sisters, is they're going far away from their Islam because of being influenced by the kuffar, being influenced by deviant Muslims who are teaching deviant ideologies on the various platforms. So we need to wake up and we need to treat these issues more. But what are our children watching online? How much hours are they spending? What are they doing in their rooms? Firstly, what are they doing with the devices in their rooms? As we've discussed many times. So these are all issues that we need to discuss and not play this card. Oh, look, they don't discuss the issues of the Ummah. This is it. If a person like, you know, from Al-Bayan Radio point of view, like if someone wants to listen to us from Fajr to midnight or Fajr to Fajr, and they will benefit in every topic.
Inshallah.
Bi-idhnillah ta'ala. Aqeedah, fiqh, seerah, current event, everything. So let's look at the overall picture and let's not be judgmental of one another because of people who think topics like this are insignificant. Wallahi, this is an issue today. These are very important topics. Wallahi, regularly we get issues with our brothers and sisters complaining about their children and devices and what they're watching, what they're hearing, who they're communicating with. We have to wake up and we have to put rules and boundaries in these regarding these issues and topics.
Abu Abdurrahman, the other thing is that if we're being on our devices for 6 hours and 13 minutes and not benefiting, then isn't this commenting on the state of the Ummah? Isn't this assisting the state of the Ummah?
You know what it is too, Jamal? Wallahi, our ulama, they group jihad into many categories.
Sure.
And one of the categories of jihad is jihad against the shaitan. The jihad against the shaitan is the jihad against what? Shubuhat and shahawat.
No.
Against misconceptions and doubts and against whims and desires. Today, The greatest battle is this, that they're attacking the minds of our youth, that our youth are coming out and saying, I want to be atheist. I don't believe in anything. I don't believe this, that. Why? Because this is, where are they getting information from? What are they reading? What are they watching? Where was the tarbiyah on Islam, them growing up?
No.
They get to university, they start mixing with new people, they start going online on their devices. The parents, many of them cannot be bothered with their kids. They're in their own world, in their own corner. And the kid, day after day, is getting smashed with misconceptions and doubts. Smashed daily. And what are they using, my dear brother Jamal?
Of course. That's right. And they've got the triggers. They have your triggers, and they you know, this is our issue. This is our issue. People are trying to give benefit. Some people try to give benefit, and others see, you know, have issue with that and don't go about it the right way. Yani, our brother might mean something, might mean it in the right way. And in any case, the topic for today, how to limit, 5 steps to limit your time or to manage your screen time in a lockdown. Why do we want to manage our screen time, Abu Abdurrahman? You said it there. Or we said it. It's so that we can become, we can utilize our time more efficiently. For myself and for me personally, and I'll share this with people. Alhamdulillah, during lockdown, it's you have more time that you need to, you have more triggers to go on your phone. Yeah, let's be truthful and fair and honest and say, look, we all do it, and as a Muslim, we weigh ourselves and our actions before we get judged. Yeah, and it makes it almost compulsory, or it's compulsory for us to look at what we're doing, look at our actions, and reflect. So, to give you some more of these statistics, because I know Abu Abdurrahman loves our statistics.
We sure do.
51% of people play their games when they play games on mobiles. And then it's followed by computers and tablets. And I would think it was only like 20% or 30% that play on a console. I was very surprised to hear that. Our most downloaded applications or most downloaded games is Roblox. So some of the parents or some of the people listening and watching might know these games from their kids if they don't play them themselves with their kids or whatnot. The next one is Among Us. Have you heard about that game, Among Us?
No idea.
So all the kids are playing Among Us now, Abu Abdurrahman. Abu Abdurrahman, Among Us is the talk of the town, if you're anywhere between 7 and 11.
So what does it do?
So you're I think it's a group of people. I think it's 10, Allahu Alam, I think it's about 10. And everyone is given a role. So you could be either a crewmate. There's a number of roles, but the main roles are either crewmate or a imposter. And the imposter goes around and assassinates the crewmates, and you have to guess who it is. And that's all it is. That's it. They're just... people see something and they call a meeting and say, oh, look, I saw this person did this, and then they make up an excuse, and this is the game, number one game rating, or number two. And Roblox is a platform that other creators create their games on. So you can have hide and seek, you can have cops and robbers, you can have, these games we've talked about on this show before. The third was a game called Fishdom. I didn't really do any much research. I think it's a first player game. It's called Deep Dive. I didn't really look into it, but the first two came to mind because these are young kids that are downloading the first two. And look, these could be beneficial. They could, it's in times of lockdown, in times where you can't go places or you don't go places, it could be beneficial in terms of, just for our kids to keep them, give them that sway their attention for a little bit. And I say a little bit, but I mean a little bit. One of the things that I've noticed, and I actually ran it by Sheikh Jalal, or actually Sheikh Jalal was talking to me about it, and I told him, subhanAllah, I noticed it too, that when the kids wake up on their devices, my kids especially, they play their devices in the morning, they are very irritable. I don't know why. But I've noticed that, and I started countering that by reading a book in the mornings, by doing some Arabic with them in the mornings and trying to sway their attention. And Sheikh Jalal also noticed the same thing and started trying to curb that. So, that's something that was very frightening. I had to look into why people think that happens, but I don't know if anyone else has thought this or noticed this from their kids. Please feel free to comment on YouTube or on Facebook.
Yes, you can comment on our on the page there on Facebook Live on ASWJ Australia page. Please keep your comments constructive and beneficial. And please don't waste our time with some of these ridiculous comments that we've seen and had to delete. Barakallahu fikum, my dear brothers and sisters. Also, you can comment on YouTube there on the chat section there. Barakallahu fikum. Now, Brother Jamal, I saw a few weeks ago that there was an app which is being developed where the child, he earns rewards throughout the day. And these rewards is screen time.
Yeah.
So, for example, there's chores there, and it may sound a bit weird, but the parent puts the chores on the app that they're all on together. For example, vacuum the house, clean your room, do your homework, whatever it may be. You can add whatever you like, and then they earn rewards when they do them. And that rewards equals to them being on their tablet or their game or whatever it may be.
No.
So maybe reward for good instead of just giving them unrestricted time on it.
I like the app. I really like the app. I don't like rewarding with screen time or with device time. And the reason being, I remember myself when I was young, my dad used to reward us with Maccas. So when we got older.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, when we got older, we just wanted to go get Maccas all the time because, we were rewarding ourselves. I'm not an expert on that.
Always advise brothers and sisters, even though we all may fall and go to Maccas for some reason or another, is try to eat the best real food you can.
Yeah.
Real food.
Online on Facebook, Brother Terence said there could be subliminal messages and stuff in these games.
100%.
And we totally agree with that.
We're not saying that we should make this how can we say, the foundation in one's home. We should have a program for our children in our homes that is based around Islam, Islamic manners and etiquettes and morals, especially now when one is home a lot more due to the lockdown. And obviously the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. And on top of all that is the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who Allah is, and so on and so forth, the prophets and messengers. So this should be daily in one's household. And the kids shouldn't be given just a, open time on anything, which may distance him from Islam and distance him from the proper manners and etiquettes. Because we've all noticed that the kids' behavior does change when they're allowed to run wild on these devices. And when we're younger, TV, when you start watching stuff, it starts to shape you. Starts to change your mindset, your personality, your characteristic, because you're viewing your life as that's how it should be.
Yeah.
When it's not like that, and it's a fake world, basically.
And I like viewing. I like using "not allowed to run wild" when we neglect our duty to the kids. I think it's a big thing. It's a big issue.
Because the ummah is made up of the family, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. The family starts there.
That's
right. You want to tackle the ummah's problems, start in your household. Start with yourself, with your family. All of us, we all have shortcomings. May Allah forgive us. But let's start there. And then, inshallah, the ummah will get better slowly and slowly. That's not to neglect the bigger issues, but start with what you have control over.
Inshallah. So what are we doing online? I guess in terms of social, from a social aspect, YouTube is number one, then Facebook, then WhatsApp, Twitter, and Snapchat. So they're the top five that are online. And look, this thing is leading to a digital addiction. Digital addiction is described as a compulsive and excessive use of a device, of a digital device or a mobile device.
Mm.
So Abu Abdurrahman, what do we do? What are some of the things that we can do to limit our time or manage our time, manage our screen time? Now, as we said, we're Muslims. We need to dedicate as much time as possible to the worship of Allah. And we're not put on this earth for anything other than worship. So, obviously for me, trying to manage my time and judging myself first is on the forefront of my thoughts every time I look at my device, no matter what I'm doing. First point, and now first of five, is setting limits. Now, setting limits is a part of setting your goals. And in IT or in, sorry, management, we use the SMART methodology. Have you heard of the SMART methodology?
No. What is it?
So SMART methodology, when you're setting goals for yourself or for other people, your goals need to be specific. They need to be measurable. They need to be attainable. They need to be relevant and time bound. So, for instance, you know, a goal is one of, you know, you can't really have a SMART. It can't be a SMART goal if you're saying, I will cut down my time spent on my devices. Because that's really, all right, you're going to cut it down. Then how are you going to measure yourself? How are you going to measure your success, so to speak? So a better sentence would be, and something that might abide, you know, might be within the SMART methodology is, you know, I will spend 1 hour a day on my device from now on, or from now on for the next week, and then try to cut it down further. And these are good to set your goals. Now, what tools we have to see these, you know, to monitor ourselves and see what we're using. For, you know, on iOS devices, you've got Screen Time, and on Android devices, you've got an application called Digital Wellbeing. And they'll tell you how long you're spending on games, you know, your banking and finance, your chatting, your, you know, they'll tell you all your usage. You can also choose to turn it off, like some people have told me. I don't want to know. Yeah. I don't want to stress myself out, so I'll just turn it off. Yani, the
I would predict that most of us, wallahu alam, are wasting a lot of time on it.
Look, I think it's very easy to waste time. It's very easy, and a lot of people would measure time in a different, wasting time in a different way. I think that, you know, setting limits is a good thing. So let's say today I, for instance, am like the average person, and I use my device 6 hours and 13 minutes of my time. My next goal isn't going to be I'm reducing it to half an hour, because that's not going to be realistic. Mm. You know, my next goal is, look, I want to reduce it to 5 hours a day, and then maybe then work from that. And so, you know, our point number one and the first way to manage your time is setting limits, and set your limits. You can also bind yourself to these limits from these set devices that force you not to use it.
You know what would be good, Jamal, to know? The best excuses for using your phone.
Maybe we'll look that up for next time.
Best excuses.
Yeah.
No. We're not going to make a whole program about it. It'd just be good to know.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
Get some interaction. How about the best excuses you'd have? Is there a... You throw your
working.
Your phone away.
Just working.
Yeah.
Work. I'm over it. Just now I had to use the phone just to check a few things during the program, and I just sometimes just...
Yeah, it's a bit of a...
I believe it's one of the biggest distractions we have today.
SubhanAllah, I don't know if... I don't know how many people have tried this, but you and I have talked about it, leaving your phone at home and just going for a walk.
Yeah.
You feel empowered for some reason.
Then you get a watch, and you want to connect your watch to the Telstra network or the Vodafone network, so you can get calls on your watch just in case you leave your phone at home.
Just in case.
Controlled we've become. I don't want to miss that important call.
Alhamdulillah. Point number two, support. So you want to manage your time. You want to, you know, fix your time. Get support from a friend. Hey, listen, this is what's happening. How about we try to reduce our time by doing this? Compete against each other. It'll bring about, you know, some positive results, especially trying to do it with somebody. Maybe somebody that you know is spending a lot of time on their device. Maybe someone that you don't give a hard time to, or maybe someone you do. But you say, hey, look, let's try to reduce both of our times by, you know, by 30 minutes, for instance. And so that's point number two. And number three is self-reflection, self-awareness. So honestly monitor your usage and just start, you know, saying to yourself and thinking to yourself, why am I using my device? Sometimes we have triggers and we need to monitor our triggers. So these triggers could be, you know, these triggers would be something you're unsatisfied with. These triggers could be other things like, for instance, it could be fear. It could be anxiety. It could be fear, anxiety, or you know, being stressed. And, you know, sometimes that could cause people to pick up their phones. It could be boredom. But then what we start doing is saying, okay, look, I know now, or I've realized now, I'm anxious. So what I'm going to do when I'm anxious is rather than pick up a device and use it, I'm going to go bake. Or if I'm bored, I'm going to go start baking something, or I'm going to go to the backyard and start watering my plants, or you know, take up a small hobby like that. So trying to curb it in that way. And look, using your device is actually causing people to, is causing a lot of depression. It's causing a lot of antisocial behavior. These social networks and, you know, are causing people to stay on their devices, but also like causing people to be frustrated at the end of the day. You sort of, you know, they don't know why they feel frustrated, but they are, you know, all that stuff. It's a social interaction. We're human beings. We need that social. SubhanAllah. Another thing is rather than pick up your phone, pick up the Quran. Have the Quran by your side as you would have your phone. I know sometimes there's a Quran app and people read the apps from their Quran their phone. Read Quran from their phone app, Quran app on their phone.
That makes sense.
That makes sense, does it? Okay. Alhamdulillah. But rather than that, just have a Quran that's ready to go. When you feel stressed or you're afraid or
better for your eyes as well.
You notice that trigger, pick up the Quran and read and start trying to do that.
As a Muslim, you should have your day mapped out, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. You should have goals throughout your day. And this is how we should be as individuals, as families, as an ummah. We should be an organized ummah.
Yeah.
Set our goals high and have high aspirations.
That's right. That's right. And wallahi, it's very, we've got a limited time on the earth. We're very limited in the time that we've got on the earth. And 5 hours a day, 6 hours and 13 minutes a day. How much is that a week? 6 times 7. We're going to get a calculation.
No, I'm not thinking about it now.
Not there now. It's a great, Yanni. It's almost 36 times 7. What are we talking about?
I'll have a sip of the coffee while you're working it out.
I'll work that out.
Okay, bismillah.
I'll work that out. What I'm saying is that it's a great deal of your day. It's a great time of your, sorry, great deal of your week. That's 42 hours. That's like a work week. You know, when you go to work, you get paid for 35.6 hours a week. We're on our devices for another 6 hours.
Probably at work as well.
How much time have we got for our families?
Not much.
Not much at all. SubhanAllah.
So as you said, I'm just topping on my phone now. What's the go
here
there?
Here we go. What's the trigger? You've got to monitor your trigger.
Is this for a need?
Naam. Abu Abdurrahman, number 4 is exercise. Get out and exercise. So we're on our devices. We work. We're on our devices. We've got kids. We've got family. What are we leaving for sleeping for our ibadah? And, you know, we need to take advantage of this extra time and use it appropriately. Exercise is one of them.
What's your favorite exercise, Jamal? Walking, jogging?
At the moment.
Diving, cycling?
At the moment, walking.
Scuba diving?
I do enjoy scuba diving.
Sailing?
I haven't been scuba diving for a while. I do enjoy sailing, although I'm focusing my attention elsewhere.
Are you?
Alhamdulillah.
No, why I'm laughing is because once he told me, Brother Jamal told me that he likes sailing, and I just found it a bit funny.
SubhanAllah. I like a lot of things.
I've never seen a brother who's a sailor.
Yeah, I'm not a sailor. I just
anyone
like
else that's sailing out there, let us know.
Yeah. Give us a shout out. Maybe I'll have a friend.
So if you're going to sail, like you go get an individual boat or yacht, they call it.
Mm.
A yacht is bigger, isn't it? What do you get? You get those little ones on like looks like a surfboard. Is that what you get with a little?
At the moment, I'm afraid of telling you because my ideas, as they always are very.
Why it was funny to me is, you know, I don't want to, you know, speak too straight, but we're from the area here. We've never heard anyone say he wants to go sailing. I haven't.
Wow.
It's just funny. It's nothing. It may be nice to get out and see Allah's great creation, but that's the only reason. Nothing personal.
I've always dreamed of traveling and traveling on a boat. And I've always liked that kind of lifestyle in that you'd stay on the boat.
But I thought you were going to do it like sailing. When you're by yourself, you're sailing the little, whatever they call it.
Sailing,
I'm imagining the little thing, not a yacht.
Hello, we're not a little thing. Like it's yani, it's at least 4 or 5 meters, 6 meters.
I don't know.
It's pretty big. But yani, the reason for my fascination with sailing and what I liked about it is that it's very practical in yani exploring and traveling and you know, you don't spend petrol on the motor and all that stuff, right?
You know what I'd really like to get into? Horse riding, archery.
That's right.
And I'm a useless swimmer, so I'd love to
get better at swimming.
Get better at swimming. And there's something about archery, just something about it. A few times
very
I've done it.
Very therapeutic.
Yeah.
Very therapeutic.
And as we know, there's a history behind it Islamically, and there's some reports regarding it. Horse riding is known. You know, I haven't been much, but that's something very nice. And swimming. No. I'd love to be a better swimmer, but I'm not very strong.
You know what? I don't think we take that serious enough, especially because of the hadith. In terms of archery, like I was watching somebody the other day doing archery shots, or you know, showing how good he is with a bow, an arrow, and he'd throw an object really high into the sky. He'd throw it and then get the bow and arrow and wait for it to come down and then shoot it, and you know, this thing would be 50, 60 meters away from him. And I thought to myself, SubhanAllah, we're told to, you know, we're encouraged to have to teach our kids this swimming, archery, and horse riding, but we don't. Allahu alam, how many of us actually take it very serious?
Wrestling is interesting. That's increasing now with the MMA being more popular.
Jiu-jitsu, no.
No, that's pretty good as long as you keep away from the things which are prohibited in it, such as striking the face. Especially for our kids, it's, you know, I know it's off topic, but you want to build them up confident, strong.
And that's why I think
physically and spiritually as well.
A lot of them are getting into jiu-jitsu.
It's
so
good.
That, you know, a form of wrestling and whatnot, subhanAllah.
Yeah, so that's exercise. So that's one of the way of managing screen time.
No, so if you're on your device for a block of time, you know, throughout the day, say in the morning or in the afternoon, after lunch, before lunch, you know, try to change your routine so that you disrupt it with exercise.
Well, sitting down is a bit of an enemy, especially when you're on your device. Sitting down, looking at a screen, maybe it does hurt.
Yeah,
it does affect
right.
you.
That's right. And number five is prioritize the social, prioritize the physical. So at the moment, it's hard to do it with people outside of your family, but people within your family and immediate family is enough, right? Your kids, put your phone down and look at them. Put your phone down. I challenge anybody that's listening now to try this. When you're speaking to your child or your mum or your dad or your brother or your sister or your neighbor or whoever, and you've got a device on your hand, put the device down and then look at them and watch their reaction.
Especially your parents.
Watch their reaction. When you put your phone down and look at them, instantly they know they've got your attention. They've got your love. You're there. Wallahi, wallahi, I'm telling you, I've tried it and I was amazed at the reaction. So the social is the last. And I think that if we start to try to implement these five very easy tips, we'll reduce our screen time. And I know that the average is 6 hours and 13 minutes. But I'm telling you, on average, if we look at, you know, communities and you know, geographical locations in terms of Sydney and Melbourne in the cities, it's probably a little bit higher than that, if not a lot. And when you look at everything else that we've got to do in a day, shopping, kids, this, that, phone calls, whatever, it doesn't leave much time. It doesn't leave much more time.
Barakallahu feek. Barakallahu feek, Brother Jamal, for this beneficial advice. And just like to finish off with just a small reminder regarding prioritizing our time, as we should really, as Muslims, do that which is most important first in our day. And as we know, we start our day by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Fajr prayer, for those who Allah has blessed, the night prayer, Fajr prayer, read a bit of Quran, dhikr after the salah, adhkar al-sabah. This is how we should start our day. But when we find ourselves, the first thing we do when we get up is not remembering Allah, it's going to the devices, then this should trigger something in our, you know, should trigger something that, is this more important than me remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is this more important than me remembering my religion, my way of life? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ My purpose in life, which is to worship Allah alone, as the ayah mentions. So this is very important. You know, what gets you up in the morning? When you go to sleep, what are you thinking of? you know, what you're going to spend on your phone the next day, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. So it's very important to control it. And in whatever you're doing, my dear brothers, apply the rule that you're a servant of Allah, you're a slave of Allah. What you're doing on that device now, is it pleasing to Allah? Are you benefiting from it? Are you benefiting your family from it? Are you benefiting the ummah as a whole? Or are you part of the problem? Which we're finding, really, many are part of the problem.
Wallahi, I find that you know, one of the things that's good to do is at night, think of the next day, what you're going to do to increase your ibadah.
Excellent.
I want to give you an example of something that happened to me. I was listening to our beloved Sheikh Abu Ayman, Allahi barik fi, and he was talking about the hadith. Amen. Of the hadith about making wudu with water and conserving water, even if you are on a raging river or a river with plenty of water, and you'd know the hadith but what the Sheikh was saying is Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made wudu with little water, and he said that when we make wudu, we should try to make wudu like Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when I gave my wudu a little bit more time, Abu Abdurrahman, I found, subhanAllah, my khushu' in my prayer increased. Yani, if this little bit of time that I might have been on a device or on a phone or whatever, I dedicated to my wudu. You know, so our goal the night before could be, you know, tomorrow I'm going to make sure that I try to do the best wudu possible.
Yeah.
Or do the adhkar after salah, you know, or pray all my sunnah prayers.
Jamal, you even see this in the reports where anything that is pressing on your mind, you should remove it before you pray. For example, there's a meal, warm meal ready. If you can, you eat it first, then you go pray. No. If you need to go to the bathroom, you fulfill your need in the bathroom, then you go pray.
No.
And anything that distracts you, you have to remove that distraction. And that, let's be frank, these devices are the greatest distraction today. They're preventing many brothers and sisters from moving forward, and humanity as a whole. Yeah. It's causing massive problems.
Abu Abdurrahman, we're
very chained to them.
There are very smart people out there that use these devices as tools. They use these devices as tools to help them in their ibadah, and that can happen. It's when it starts happening the other way. When we start off with a good intention, but pulling ourselves up and start saying to ourselves, you know what, I'm not going to I'm using my device. I can better allocate this time. But sometimes it's hard to stay in worship all the time. It might be difficult for people at first. Exercise for the sake of Allah.
It can be a worship, inshallah, if you have the right intention. All these things that we do, if we have the right intention, that can be a worship.
No.
Eating, drinking, sleeping. If you have the right intention that you're doing these things to strengthen yourself, to be a stronger believer, a better believer, then you can have rewards for them. And the title of today's program was titled Five Ways to Manage Screen Time in a Lockdown. Really, it's for all times. So don't be misled by the end there. Maybe we should have just put Five Ways to Manage Screen Time. At all times, my dear brothers and sisters, and anything that disrupts you, that gets in your way and your purpose of life and is really, you know, making you worse off in terms of being a slave of Allah first and foremost. Secondly, contributing Muslim to your Muslim community as a husband, as a wife, as a son, as a child, as a brother, as a sister, as whatever field you work in, then this has to be removed or limited and controlled. And this is another issue which really, in the topic of addictions, there are issues today with addictions.
Yeah,
and from the addictions is devices, addicted to devices.
Very,
and then there's
very
other different stuff which someone can be addicted to through devices, through games, whether it is porn, may Allah protect us, whether it is gaming, whether it is gambling, whether it is, and it just continues and continues.
And Yani, we need to look at ourselves first. Sometimes that, you know, people miss, like you, Allahi barik fik, Abu Abdurrahman, a while ago you said to me, you know, you're on your device quite a bit. And I hadn't measured myself. I hadn't thought about that until I started thinking about that after you mentioned it. And sometimes it might take a reminder like this or your reminder to somebody else. Yani, that's what we need to start thinking to ourselves. What are we doing here? How long are we going to be on this earth? What are we wasting our time? 6 hours and 13 minutes. I still can't get over that time. Okay, people might watch something for a little bit. But yeah, alhamdulillah, there's a lot of content on Al-Bayan, YouTube, that people can watch.
No doubt people can benefit from what's online, no doubt. But it's when it's not beneficial, and as well, when it takes away from, you know, face-to-face time, or your social setting there with your wife, your husband, your family, then it may be detrimental to your relationships and may cause dramas with yourself and your family members. Wow. And even at work, if you're still, you know, at work, if it may cause you dramas in the workforce as well. So I have to be careful and take on this advice. Any final comments, Brother Jamal?
I just wanted to summarize the points and
go
make a very quick summary. And so
no need to rush.
That would be the first way to manage your screen time. And this is, not just in lockdown, but also after lockdown, as Abu Abdurrahman rightfully pointed out. Setting limits on your phone, so setting limits with your software, and that would be through screen time, Apple screen time. People feel free to message ASWJ Facebook page or on YouTube for settings and assistance. But you can also Google screen time or digital wellbeing on Android devices to find out how to set those. The second one is try to set your screen time or try to reduce it with somebody else and challenge each other and challenge yourself, with a friend or a wife or a neighbor or whoever. Next one is self-reflection, finding out what triggers your screen time. Why do you use it? Is it because you're stressed? Is it because you're afraid? Anxiety? Try to replace that habit with something else, reading the Quran, making dua, learning something, prayer. And then the next one is exercise. So try to, if there's a chunk of time where you're on your phone, as you know, sometimes we're on our phones after we wake up or after we pray Fajr try to use that time for exercise. And lastly is prioritize the social. Put your phone down and talk to your family. Put the phone down rather than being on your phone. I'm going to go play a game with my kids, or I'm going to go, talk to my wife and, see how she is.
She's only in the next room.
She is only in the next room. But sometimes, subhanAllah, we fail to because they're just right there, we fail to say, how are you doing? Like, how are you?
Send her a message.
We'll send her a text message. You're right. You're right. Not just, when they're upstairs, what are you doing? Come downstairs. If you're in separate rooms. But yes, you're right.
Barakallahu feek, Brother Jamal. Jazakallah khair, Brother Jamal. I'd like to thank all the brothers and sisters who tuned in and watched and benefited. Please don't forget to subscribe to the Al-Bayan Radio Australia YouTube page and also our podcast channels on Apple Podcast, Podbean Podcast, Google Podcast, and SoundCloud, and wherever else our podcasts are found. And also don't forget to download the app, Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. And you can also listen on our website, albayan.com.au, and also tune in. Barakallahu feekum, my dear brothers and sisters. And until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.